Kate Bradley is joining us this morning as our guest. She is the coordinator of the Coordinated Entry Program for St. Louis County, which means that she's got her finger on the pulse of folks that are looking for housing in our community. Coming up tomorrow, it is the Housing for All Summit, a community discussion on solutions for our no housing, affordable housing situation. Hey, Kate, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about the Housing for All Summit. It's something that comes around every year. There are different community conversations about housing, affordable housing, no housing that take place on all different levels throughout the year. But let's talk about this summit in particular. Who are you inviting to take part?
Sure. This is our seventh annual summit. We've done this. This is our seventh time, so we're starting to get a hang of it. We invite anyone who wants to participate in discussion about affordable housing. Our goal is to get as many people facing the issue of affordable housing as possible to come and share their stories. The summit is really designed not for the suits in power to tell the people what they're going to get, but it's for the people to tell the suits in power what they need. And some of the things that we've pulled out of this summit in past years, the tenant-landlord connection, which is housed at One Roof, came out of a previous summit, as did the landlord incentive program, a program for folks facing real barriers to getting housing because of past criminal backgrounds. We've been able to, the community says this is our need, and we have a very dedicated group of advocates working into this. We are very lucky in St. Louis County. We have very passionate people working about housing. But we hear from the community what they need, what they want, and engage some community partners and try to make it happen.
What about the suits in power, in air quotes? Are they going to be in attendance at these meetings, or are they not?
Oh, always invited. And when they're able, they are very good at showing up. We've had people from the state level, city level, county level come and participate in the discussion. And it's been really great for folks that might not necessarily hear from people on the ground every day to just sit in a room with people for a couple of hours and hear what their concerns really are and what their experiences really are.
I am curious. We've been having conversations about this topic, obviously, on KUMD for a number of years, and the more conversations we have, the more complicated we realize the issue is. And yet, there was the recent opportunity with the high-rise that was going in downtown and the Homeless Persons Bill of Rights Coalition, Loaves and Fishes, ACO, the NAACP all asked the city council, wait on this, hang on. We'd like to try to negotiate some reduced rent units, some low-income housing someplace as a part of this project, and that didn't happen. Does that mean that there is not a political will to make this happen, despite all of the conversations that we have?
There's definitely a political will, and I think it's important to note that housing across the board is a huge shortage everywhere, not just here in Duluth or St. Louis County. Housing is a significant issue that everyone's going to be facing. That particular project, there was a really strong, earnest push to try to get more affordable units in there, more income-based units, but it didn't work for that one. But there are many other programs in the works that we're working really hard to get those affordable units into. And we really need all levels of housing. So we celebrate all levels of housing that we get.
So let's talk about, I guess I've heard in the past that there are 800 families on a waiting list waiting for housing right now. Is that what, you're the person who would perhaps have the best idea about those numbers. Is that accurate or not?
We do have about 800 households here in the Duluth area. Northern St. Louis County keeps a separate list so they don't get lost in our numbers. But we do have about 800 households. They are varying definitions of homelessness. In St. Louis County, we invite people who are doubled up, which is the state definition of homelessness, to participate in our coordinated entry. That doesn't happen in all of the COCs in the state of Minnesota. In some, you must be HUD homeless, be living in shelter. Here in St. Louis County, if you're doubled up and don't have a space of your own and are potentially putting someone else's lease in jeopardy, we're going to invite folks to come in and be a part of our coordinated entry system. We don't necessarily have programs for everyone that is assessed. It's an assessment that comes with a vulnerability index score, and there's lots of things to take into account. But our assessors are very open and honest with people. If they aren't scoring in a tier that are likely to be housed quickly through coordinated entry, we move on to another option for housing and look at other subsidized possibilities in the community.
As you approach the summit, you mentioned some progress that some excellent progress that has come out of concerns raised by people that has really helped to smooth the way a little bit between tenants and landlords in many instances. What are taking the fact that we need affordable housing as a given? What are some of the issues that you are expecting are going to be addressed at the summit and that perhaps you hope, hey, maybe we can get some movement on this time?
Sure. One of the big ones we're working on is an affordable housing trust fund. It sounds like a lot of big banker and lawyer language, and it kind of is, but essentially a renewable pot of money that we can use to draw new developments into the area and new funds into the area. It's money we can leverage to help incentivize developers to build low-income affordable housing. But also, when we go after state and federal grants to bring funds in for new housing programs, if we have any kind of community leverage match, we're more likely to get that in. So if we can get $10,000 from the community in leverage match, we're more likely to get that $100,000 or $200,000 grant for a very large project.
That's something that is a comparatively recent conversation. I mean, where it's sort of been kind of moved to the top of the priority list, it's kind of floated up to the top of the priority list, I want to say within the last 5 years, maybe?
Definitely. We've been holding this over for the last couple of summits, for sure, trying to get some support on the ground and people interested. I think one of the disconnects is it is very bankery and lawyery language, but the more we talk about it and normalize it, the easier the conversation is going on the ground now. Some of the other items we're going to talk about, we're 5 years into our coordinated entry program here in St. Louis County. So one session is going to look at kind of the ups and downs, what's going well, what still needs work. We're also going to look at racial disparities in affordable housing in the Duluth area, some quality issues in affordable housing in the Duluth area, a lot of really great things. And if someone brings a topic that's not on our agenda, it doesn't mean we won't talk about it.
One of the things that you sent out a few weeks back was a questionnaire, and there were basically three concerns that you wanted people to say. What are three concerns you have about housing in Duluth? And then you wanted them to answer what's working well in addressing current housing needs. So the questionnaire that you were asking people to take a look at before the actual summit was really short and sweet. And it sounds like you've already got a pretty good handle on what it is that folks are concerned about. And like you say, now it's just getting some kind of a handle on the idea of this affordable housing trust fund so that it's easy for folks to understand, because it sounds like something that people could get behind.
Right. And we use the survey to get ideas of where people want to go with things, so we can have appropriate people to run those sessions and speak to those issues. So the survey is a valuable tool to let people give us a heads up of what they want to talk about this spring. And the Affordable Housing Trust Fund is one of those. Some folks are going to have no interest in talking about it. Others are going to be quite passionate. So I'm expecting that room is going to be really good this year.
That the Housing Summit, the Housing for All Summit, is taking place on Wednesday, and it is a free session. It's free to attend if folks are interested. We'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to come. Can they still attend? Did they need to register in advance or anything?
Everyone is welcome to show up. The event starts at 9 with registration and some coffee and networking. Programming starts 9:45-ish, and lunch is provided.
All right. Fantastic. If lunch is provided, what's not to like? Kate Bradley joined us as our guest this morning talking about tomorrow's Housing for All Summit. Kate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Kate Bradley is the coordinator for the Coordinated Entry Program in St. Louis County, and she joined us this morning as our guest on Northland Morning.